Seth, when you look, and it's been a big topic on the program, when you look at Tubby Smith's situation, do you think to yourself, man, that's what's wrong with our profession? That guy got jammed. Or do you think maybe it's Kentucky? They hadn't been doing very well. He had missed on some recruits. He came in fourth in his division. He had 25 losses. You know, whatever argument you want to build against, does it seem like it was fair and it was just?
You could spin it any way depending on which camp you're in, Jim. I mean, if you're in a Tubby Smith camp, which I am, the guy, and people say he can't recruit or he didn't recruit great players, but they won 26 games a year since he's been there. If you want to go on the other side of the fence, you can say, well, you know, he didn't compete for a national championship. And, you know, it's not fair to Tubby because you've got to recruit players that fit your personality and you've got to recruit players that you feel give you the best chance to win. And maybe that his philosophy maybe wasn't the same as the unrealistic Kentucky internet guru thinking that, you know, Adolph Rupp is coming back and we're going to compete for national championship every year. Well, those days are gone. College basketball is a different animal than it was 10 years ago, yet alone 30, 40, 50 years ago. Everyone's playing it. Everyone's committed to it. Everyone has good players. And you know what? It's hard to get to the top each and every year. And you're going to have some hiccups. And it's sad that he has had to go through this persecution. And you know what? If I'm Tubby Smith, I'm not sure I go to Minnesota. Again, that's his choice. But why would he want to continue to put up with it? He doesn't deserve it. He's a good man. He's a great coach. He's a good teacher. He cares about his players. He doesn't deserve to be treated the way he's been treated. I don't care how much money he makes.
Seth, is that fan base any different than any other fan base? Or did they really jam this guy? Did they really treat him poorly?
They're different. They're different. They're, you know, everyone's, you know, internet coaches and fans are unrealistic, but those guys are off the charts. I mean, they don't have a clue. I mean, they think, you know, again, we're Big Blue and we're just supposed to win every game and get every player, and it just doesn't work that way anymore. There are too many options. There are too many factors that go into a kid making the decision. There are too many undesirables that are affecting the way kids. Where the kids choose to go to school, and it's not just maybe the product or the coach. There might be other things involved. So, you know, to me, they are totally unrealistic. Instead of saying, you know what, we're going to be competitive, we're going to be in the NCAA every year, and, you know, we're going to have a chance to win a national championship because we're only four games away from the Final Four, you know, their deal is, well, we're not good enough yet. It's kind of interesting. Those same people that would probably open up their arms and take Rick Pitino back in 2 minutes, Rick hasn't been any more successful than Tubby Smith. It makes you think, why?
Why, Seth?
You know, I think that, you know, again, I think that, you know, again, I don't know the culture of the state of Kentucky or Lexington, but maybe Tubby Smith was never really embraced the way he should have been.
Because
I'll
of
leave
race?
It at that.
Because of race.
I would think so. I mean, again, I'm not saying that, but I mean, it's just not fair to the guy. The guy's too good a person. He's too good a coach. He's too good a teacher. He's, you know, he's everything anyone would want in your basketball coach. So why isn't he good enough?
Seth Greenberg, head coach of Virginia Tech, joining us on the program. And Seth, you said I could see where he might want to leave, but you started to say I'm not sure he should go to Minnesota. Finish that part of the thought.
Well, you know, I just think, again, I don't know the Minnesota situation, so I can't, you know, speak to it. But, you know, Minnesota's a place that, you know, you look at the jobs that are open, and Minnesota's a terrific job, and obviously they have a great old arena. But who's really gotten it done there? And who's gotten it done where there wasn't a little, you know, cloud of umbrella over it? I mean, yeah, you know, they had some success with Musselman. They had some success, obviously, with Coach Haskins, but there were always issues. You know, who's gotten it done the right way there, where there are other jobs where they've gotten it done the right way and, you know, have prospered? But, again, you know, Tubby knows he's a brilliant guy. He really knows this business. He knows the business of college basketball, and I'm sure there's a situation that he feels – he will enjoy coaching, his family will enjoy living, and he can do it the way he wants to do it and feel good about doing it.
Seth, do you think there's any way that Kentucky could convince Billy Donovan to go there?
No way, no how, no chance. No way.
Explain that.
Well, real simple. I mean, Kentucky is a magnificent program. Billy Donovan's built Florida in his own image, right? Kentucky will never be in Billy Donovan's own image, whether it'll be Adolph Rupp's image or Rick Pitino's image or Pat Riley's image or someone else's image. It will never be within his image. His footprint really will never be on that program. At Florida, his footprint is the program.
And you mentioned that the same people that would take Pitino back, would Kentucky take him back, and would he even think about going back, do you think?
I don't think there's any way he'd go back, but I mean, you know, if those people thought that they could get him back to, you know, the national championship game, that's all that counts. I mean, what do they want to do? If they're not happy with Tubby Smith, going to, whatever, 10 or 11 straight NCAA tournaments, all right, what's the only thing they want? They want a national championship. So they'll take back anyone they think can give them a national championship. That's just human nature.
All right, so we've talked this thing around. Now, Seth, if it's not Donovan, if it's not Patino, you talked about what it would be like in that job and what the expectations and the culture of the thing are like. Who makes sense to you? Who would be a good fit?
You know, it's interesting. I mean, we heard some names the other day. I mean, I heard we're just throwing names around. You know, is Rick Barnes a big enough name? Is Tom Crean a big enough name? Is Tom Izzo a big enough name? Is Gillespie a big enough name? You know, I mean, you don't know. I mean, you know, you got to find the right fit, you know. But who is going to be able to deal with being under that constant microscope? Who's going to be up to deal with the unrealistic expectation? Who is going to be bigger than the program? When Rick Pitino came in for Eddie Sutton, he was bigger than the program. They need to bring someone in that at least has the strength to be bigger than the program.
Would John Calipari fit that?
I think Cal would. You know, Cal is a fit. I think Cal is a fit because Cal's not afraid. All right, he's not afraid. You know, he's a guy that he's a terrific recruiter. You know, he's relentless. He plays an up-tempo style of basketball, which obviously they want since Rick has left. You know, and Cal is a guy that's not afraid. I mean, Cal would be a make-sense guy if he fit the personality of the athletic administration.
I agree, Seth. Not only is he not afraid, he thrives on that stuff, right? He wants to be that guy.
Yeah, he didn't want to be in at NC State, but he might want to be in Lexington.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's a little different when at NC State when you got, you know, Roy and Mike, you know, right down the road from you. You don't have that same threat, you know, down the street in Lexington the way you would have it maybe in, you know, the way you would have it
Raleigh.
In Raleigh.
Right.